Anyway, Bob Stefanowski joins me each and every Friday. We chat about all kinds of different things. Man, I got to say, I pick up the paper and there's a positive article about you from David Collins. Man, that's a coup, my friend.
Yeah, you know, I think as Republicans, some are conservatives, whatever you want to call us, I think sometimes we spend too much time with people that already agree with us. And if you're going to win an election, particularly in Connecticut, you got to get out there and get other views. And, you know, Dave Collins, I'm sure, doesn't agree with a lot of my policies, and I don't agree with a lot of his, but he was reasonable. You know, and we agreed to disagree on certain areas. And that's the problem with politics right now. We demonize the other side. So I think it's good. I think we need to do more of that, start talking to the other side and figuring out where they are. And I say when I'm governor, not if. I'm going to have to represent everybody. And
right.
You got to represent Democrats, independents. And right now, Democrats seem to only represent Democrats. Anybody else gets demonized. And you know, we got to stop that, Lee.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Like I said, I've done this for a long, long time. And there's one thing that I can certainly take away from this is that the conservative side of the aisle, right, however you want to quantify it, is way more understanding of the progressive side than vice versa. It's not even close. Like, they completely will close their mind off to any other ideas, where the right is more happy, like, because I want clean energy. I want open space. I like those kinds of things. I just want us to get there in a way where we're not destroying our own energy system to do it, right? So let's figure it out so we can make, you know, do it with common sense and get there eventually, not overnight, and not having happen what's happening right now with the price of gas.
In general, I agree with that. I think there is more spin, and they're very good at it, spin out of the Democrat side, but there's exceptions. I mean, you look at the article today, and again, I'm sure I'll get hammered at some point in the future, but he was open to it. He was open to talk about it. We agreed where disagreed where we disagreed. We really got to get some more of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because you're right, Lee. No one wants to ruin the planet. Right?
No, everybody
wants a good education for their kids.
Right.
No one wants rampant crime. The difference is we want to get at it different ways. And I would argue the Democrats in Connecticut have had 40 years to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
They've been in charge of the state for 40 years with one or two, maybe three, I don't even know, Republican governors sprinkled in. But they've controlled the legislature for 40 years. And look where we are today.
Yeah.
And at a national level, they've controlled it for most of the time. We got $5, $6 gas prices. We got energy bills that are higher than car payments. We got crime that's absolutely out of control. I could go on for hours. Isn't it time to at least try something different? I mean, even if you don't agree with Republicans, after 40 years, you've been in Connecticut 40 years, you see where we are as of today, wouldn't you at least think of trying something different? That's what's amazing to me, Lee, that people keep voting the same people in up in Hartford, and it hasn't gotten – how many years is it going to take? I'm sorry to get agitated, but how many years is it going to take before people say, geez, I have an idea. Let's try something different.
Yeah. I've been saying that for the longest time, man. I just want to leave that one subject with I mean, kudos to David. I mean,
yeah.
I've always got along really well with David. He was on a panel that I put together at Foxwoods one time. He was a regular here on the show until, you know, some of the listeners got a little nasty and it just wasn't worth it for him. And so I do appreciate him, and he, I think people don't understand what people don't understand, Bob, about what he does. And actually, what I got a chance to do for 2 years is, when you write an opinion column, it's your opinion. You're trying to get people,
right,
you know, trying to get the hair on the back of people's head standing up a little bit. So that's kind of what he's supposed to do.
Well, one other point. I don't want to do the whole segment on this, but, you know, people can write in an editorial, as long as they're respectful, people can write whatever they want. What gets me is some of these other papers where they're reporters and their spin, and they present it like a subjective article.
Exactly right.
I've never complained about an editorial, because within bounds, you can say whatever you want. It's your opinion.
Yep.
But these other reporters out there, they put their opinion on the front page, yep, which is supposed to be a news story, and that's not right.
I totally think you're 100% right with that. I could take every opinion writer's, you know, take it for what it's worth, because it's their opinion. When actual news, supposed hard news folks are throwing certain divisive words into a column.
Right.
And, you know, you can pick it apart. And they did studies on this. Depending upon who's writing the story, you know, they can interject certain words and phrases into what you perceive to be a news story, changes the whole dynamic of it.
Exactly. Well, and here's the other side of it, because I know you've gone through it. You write an editorial. A paper asks you for your editorial, and then you write it, and then they try to change your words. I'm like, well, this is an editorial. They're like, well, yeah, but we don't agree with what you're saying. I said, yeah, I'm the one writing it, not you.
I know. I agree. I know. It's like, well, that doesn't fit well with the paper. Well, yeah, but wait a second. This is
you want my opinion or not. I mean, you know, the editorial is supposed to spur discussion.
Yeah.
And this is my opinion. Well, we don't like that word. You can change that difficult to unbearable. I'm like, yeah. Well, but that's my word.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
That's funny. That is good.
We came out on Thursday or Wednesday saying that we should get rid of the gross receipts tax on gas, and then coordinated with Vinny Candelara and Kevin Kelly, and within 3 hours, Governor Lamont was on camera saying he's going to get rid of the gas tax. So we're absolutely driving the discussion. He's in a campaign mode, and you know, Lee, if I believe what he did, which is he's going to win, and he's 15 points up, then I'd be ignoring Bob Stefanowski. I wouldn't be paying any attention. So it just shows you these guys are worried. I think it's going to be a red wave this year. I really do, Lee. Feels much different than it did 4 years ago.
No question about it. I totally agree with that. Now, again, there's ways to go here before the finish line, but you're 100% right. It's completely different atmosphere. People are upset. People are paying, you know, ridiculous amounts when they go to the supermarket. We talked about inflation a little bit last week. I said this when I opened the show this morning. I actually put 3 items back on the shelf last night. I'm like, I'm not paying that much. I'm not.
And then you wonder whether if people are gouging. You know, I understand supply, you know, supply. Well, actually, I never did. What is the supply chain? They make this stuff up, but it seems like people are taking advantage of it a little bit. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to say.
Well, think about it like this, Bob. I mean, gas. Just look at gas. So it doesn't cost the gas station any more money. The gas he already has for that day is in the ground, right? It's in his tank.
Good point.
Why are you adding 30 cents to that gas? That gas didn't go up.
That's a good point. And it's immediate. And when it's going up, the price increase is immediate. When it's going down, it's like,
I'll change the sign tomorrow. I'll get out there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.